Director Jerry Griffin is instructing the two spacecraft communicators to brief the crew on the current situation, in which apparently we have as long as 5 lunar orbits to make a determination on the feasibility of continuing with the landing, or whether we will have to rendezvous with the two spacecraft back together and do an immediate return to Earth, assuming that the service propulsion system would be inoperative. We're some 14 minutes away from loss of signal with the command module. We'll monitor the discussion between the spacecraft communicator and the crew of Orion and Mattingly and Casper.
So you can hear, that was Terry White with the latest report on the thinking in Mission Control. In the background, you could hear Chief Flight
Orion
Director
and,
Jerry
Casper,
Griffin.
This is Houston.
Here's a call to Orion and Casper.
Roger, it looks like we're not going to have a decision on this rev, and we do have the capability of spending about 5 revs in this configuration before we have to make that decision. We would like you all to move in to a station-keeping position, and you should be at the closest point of approach at about 100 hours, and we're recommending a CSM active to move into a position and to station-keep. And we're going to run some simulations down here on this TVC problem, and we'll get back to you.
That's Jim Irwin with the latest thinking, 13 minutes until the two spacecraft are out of touch behind the moon. Jim Irwin
Casper
is the...
Casper, this Houston, you copy too, didn't you?
I was asking Casper if you heard that. Ken Mattingly.
Okay.
Roger, I'm with you.
That was Mattingly.
I still have the solar Kimball motors on and the bus ties, so standby on that.
Okay, Ken, we'd like to try one more thing. There's a remote possibility that the RHC may be inducing some noise or transits into the system. We'd like you to kill all power to the RHCs, turn off both AC and DC, and repeat the gimbal check in AC XL command and see if the gimbal takes off.
Okay, I secured the head controller by just taking normal 2 power to off. And the rest of the powers were off. I'm in Excel command on y'all, and I'm going number 2 up to start. And it's in Excel, and it's stable. Would you like me to try the thumb wheels?
Stand by 1.
And with a little excitation from the thumb wheel, it took off again.
Roger, understand.
He's working with the stabilization control system. Talking about working on part of this gyro system, which is the same one that gave them some trouble shortly after liftoff. We don't believe that these two anomalies are connected. From what I understand of that inertial measurement unit and the way it stabilizes the spacecraft, I would believe these two were not related.
Ken, for that rendezvous, we're suggesting you use the procedure you worked on there in the simulator, just moving in when you're at closest approach.
Ken has been instructed to be the active spacecraft.
Thank you.
For rendezvous and station keeping.
Let me see if there's anything else they want to do with this gimbal thing before we shut it down. Stand by 1.
That's a separate controller talking to Ken Mattingly, a separate capsule communicator. The chief of the Apollo spacecraft office now, former astronaut Jim McDivitt, has come into the control center. Gene Kranz, the chief of... the chief flight director, the guy who supervises, who is over Jerry Griffin and Pete Franks and Phil Schaffer, has come in also. Deke Slayton, the chief of astronaut operations, is in the control center now. He's standing talking with Ed Mitchell and Jim Irwin and Stu Russo and Fred Hayes, all astronauts who have flown and know these systems very well. There's a lot of brain power there in Mission Control. As you've heard, the Apollo lunar landing for Apollo 16 has been delayed at least one revolution, and indications are that as the spacecraft go behind the moon, station keeping very close together, that it might be put off for another. They can spend up to five revolutions before a final decision has to be made whether to attempt that landing or to begin preparations for return to Earth. A problem has developed in the command module service propulsion system, guidance system, the stabilization and control system, part of the navigation and gyroscopic unit which keeps the command module stable. And this problem has prevented a continuation of the landing at this time. This is the Voice of America broadcasting our continuous coverage of the flight of Apollo 16. This is Rhett Turner in Houston near the Mission Control Center, bringing you live descriptions of what's happening. We're watching the engineers in the control center listening to the astronauts in space.
For our data, one more yaw primary, yaw secondary, GNN, servo loop check, Kimball check.
That's another instruction to Ken Mattingly in the command module on trying a different instruction into the command module computer system, navigation computer. Not only are the men we mentioned...
Did you say primary and secondary on this GNN drive?
Negative, just the secondary loop. I didn't mean to say primary.
Okay. Can I turn the other three gimbal motors off?
Say again, you were blocked out.
I say, I'd like to turn the other three gimbal motors off if we don't need them.
Roger, go ahead and turn those off.
These are gimbal motors driving the different axes of the main spacecraft gyro system. He's turning three of them off,
okay.
Some of them off, and leaving one that
he's
working on.
I'm in CMC control. I'm sitting on 204, and I have program 509 loaded.
Program 509 into his computer. This will be a set of instructions.
Starting gimbal number two, yaw. Okay, it's stable now. I'm going to do a proceed on 204.
Seven
Roger.
More minutes to work with Mattingly before he goes behind the moon out of touch for about a half hour. All of the men in Mission Control now are leaning over their charts and watching the readouts coming back from the spacecraft. They can see the same controls that Mattingly can see in the spacecraft being transmitted back by radio. Readouts being transmitted back by radio. There are 10 men right here in front of the command module control panel.
Well, it doesn't look like I got anything that time.
I think you've got to be in GNN or CMC control, haven't you?
The capsule communicator.
Okay, let's try it again. Go back over everything.
And that's Mattingly says, okay, let's try it again. I'll go back over everything. Stu Russo, one of the capsule communicators, as you may recall, was the command module pilot on Apollo 14. He knows these systems just as well as Ken Mattingly there in the spacecraft. He's reading out before him here in Mission Control the same instruments.
I'm going to start it again, and we'll try it. As soon as I turn, well, by golly, it damped itself there. It started out wild, and it settled down. Now I'm going to proceed on 204.
Roger.
So they're having the computer go through a set of instructions with the navigation
plus two
unit.
And it's oscillating.
The gyro
minus
unit.
Two and it's oscillating about 1 degree each. And it's oscillating in the center. It is not divergent, however. Now it's gone to trim and it's oscillating about plus or minus almost 2 degrees. Or plus or minus 1 degree. I'm going to turn it off. Mark.
Roger, copy.
This was, he's watching one of the gyros oscillating about 2 degrees. You can very clear transmission from Mattingly. He has a voice which is cuts through quite clearly through the radio signal. A group of intent engineers in the Mission Control Center watching and listening to this procedure.
This is Apollo Control in 99 hours, 11 minutes into the mission of Apollo 16. To recap the current situation, the crews of both vehicles, Casper and Orion, have been instructed to station keep as they come there to their closest approach during the next pass behind the moon, with the command service module being active in the rendezvous. We have some 5 hours to resolve the current problem, which consists of difficulty by Ken Mattingly in getting the thrust vector control system, which keeps the service propulsion engine aligned through the center of gravity on the command service module. At the same time, people on the ground here in Mission Control and over in the training building are running simulations to attempt to develop a bypass or a workaround for the situation that Ken Mattingly has encountered in his preparations for the circularization burn. Some 3 minutes away from loss of signal.
I've been advised that the average G killed your EMP.
You heard a mention there that engineers, that other people besides those right here in view in the Mission Control Center are working very fast right now.
This is Apollo Control. One slight correction. We have 5 revolutions, which amounts to 10 hours in which to make the decision before the geometry of the 2 spacecraft orbits would dictate no landing, would be out of plane with the landing site, beyond the capability of the descent propulsion system to steer into the landing site. To repeat again, that is 5 revolutions instead of 5 hours.
Well, that extends the amount of time to work on this considerably. Let's see. That means that full revolution of the moon is a bit more than I had reported a little earlier. I said 1.5 hours. That's the Earth orbit time. The lunar orbit time then would be approaching 2 hours. These are rough figures. I don't think it's exactly 2. I can check that out, too, in a moment. 2 minutes now until the spacecraft have loss of signal.
About 2 minutes from LOS. And when you come around next time in that rendezvous, just come up on the best Omni and we'll get high gain from there.
That instruction to Ken Mattingly.
Okay, Hank. And is there anything else that you think of we could do? We might try and take a look at it. Otherwise, we'll just be station keeping at 100 feet or so.
The command module's
been... We can't think of anything else down here, Ken.
Okay. Thank you, sir. See you in a few minutes.
That's Ken Mattingly says, okay, we'll see you in a few minutes. He's going to station keep, or in other words, fly alongside the lunar module about 100 feet away, some 30 meters away, as they pass around the backside of the moon. The descent and touchdown has been postponed by trouble in the command module guidance and navigation system. Engineers on Earth are working on it. Astronaut Ken Mattingly is working on a solution in the spacecraft. For the moment, John Young and Charlie Duke are standing by in the lunar module Orion, orbiting together around the moon. They're about to pass around the left side of the moon as we look at it from Earth, out of touch with Earth, as they go behind the moon in about 37 seconds from right now. And when they come around again, there will be further communication with Earth and further efforts to resolve this guidance and navigation system problem, which affects the firing of the rocket.
linked a new vector to the limb, and we weren't able to get yours in, so there will be a small difference, a couple of feet per second.
That was some computer information sent into the limb, which was not sent to the command module. That was Hank Hartsfield sending that message. Zero, we should have loss of signal. There it is.
We've had loss of signal. Near the end of the 13th lunar revolution as both spacecraft go around the back of the moon. Flight Director Jerry Griffin is having what he calls a tag-up with all of the console positions here in the control center for a discussion of the current situation in Apollo 16. We've had a wave off so far, and that is the current posture of the mission. Crew will rendezvous at the next closest approach time and station keep until such time as a resolution is made here on the ground on whether or not to continue the mission or to re-rendezvous, dock, and do an immediate trans-earth injection burn. They're attempting to work around the problem in the command service module thrust vector control circuitry, which apparently bombed out on Ken Mattingly when he was preparing for a circularization burn. We have some 5 revolutions in which the decision can be made before it would be a definite no-go for landing. At 99.18 and 46 minutes away from acquisition on Rev 14, this is Apollo Control.
So it will be 46 minutes before we hear from either spacecraft again while they're passing behind the moon. And that summary of what the situation is from Terry White in Apollo Control, this is Rhett Turner, and we'll report more from here in Houston when the astronauts appear to be coming around in their spacecraft.
You're listening to the Voice of America's coverage of the flight of Apollo 16. Touchdown has been delayed another revolution or longer to correct problems on the command module. The Voice of America will remain on the air worldwide with its regular programming until the next attempt to descend on the lunar surface is made. We'll continue to broadcast regular reports on the progress of Apollo 16 and interrupt our regularly scheduled programs when necessary.
Now, from the VOA newsroom, here is Jack Moyles with the latest world news.
As you have heard, the landing of Apollo 16 on the moon has been delayed. Astronaut Thomas Mattingly said his instruments indicated the command ship engine could not be successfully fired to put it into a higher orbit. Mission Control in Houston said it may take several hours to analyze the situation and to decide whether a moon landing is still possible. Astronaut Mattingly decided not to fire the rocket after instruments indicated it might not be successful. A spokesman at the National Space Agency said the Apollo 16 astronauts are in no immediate danger, and the landing has been delayed until the problem has been corrected. Houston Control said that the question is whether the trouble can be corrected or whether the moon landing mission will be canceled.
From Houston's Manned Spacecraft Center, here is Rhett Turner with a late report on the Apollo 16.
We're expecting an announcement from Mission Control momentarily. We'll stand by for that and about 30 seconds from now, and Terry White possibly will have the latest thinking by Jerry Griffin and the other flight controllers on this problem in the service propulsion system engine on the command module, what's called the thrust vector control. And I've been doing some digging during the last few minutes, and I think I may be able to explain to you what that is a little better here in just a moment.
Let's stand by for Apollo Control. 99 hours, 31 minutes. Ground elapsed time into the mission of Apollo 16. To to recap the current situation here in Mission Control Center. Various considerations are underway on whether or not to continue the mission with a later landing or to have the two spacecraft, Orion and Casper, rendezvous, dock, and do a trans-Earth injection burn using the lunar module's descent propulsion system. This would assume, of course, that the service propulsion system on the command module is inoperative because of the apparent problem in the SCS, or stabilization control system, which in turn drives and controls the SPS system aboard the command service module. We have something in the neighborhood of 5 revolutions, or about 10 hours, in which to reach the decision on the outcome of the lunar landing. As Orion came around the east limb of the moon this last revolution in preparation for power descent initiation, they were prepared for the landing. However, Casper, piloted by Ken Mattingly, reported that he had not made the circularization burn. Since that time, there have been many huddles here in the control room. Engineers are going over drawings in the back rooms. Simulations are underway here at Manned Spacecraft Center to determine the nature of the service propulsion system control problem. And hopefully by the time the crew comes around the corner again, some 31 minutes from now, at least some clarity will come out of the situation. But, as I mentioned earlier, it may take the entire 5 revolutions. The limit of 5 revolutions has to do with the orbital geometry, because after that time, the orbital plane of the lunar module would have drifted so far away from the landing site that there's not ample propellant to steer into the Descartes landing area from the present orbit without a plane change. At 99.34 and 30 minutes and 30 seconds from acquisition of signal, both spacecraft, this is Apollo Control.
That was Terry White in Apollo Control going through a brief summary of the problem which has befallen the command module, Casper, on this Apollo 16 flight. And now let me see if I can expand just a bit on what's happened up there for those of you who may just be tuning in. The lunar landing has been postponed for the moment. And as we talk with you, both the command module, Casper, with Ken Mattingly aboard, and the lunar module Orion, with John Young and Charlie Duke aboard, are behind the moon, passing behind the moon in lunar orbit. Mattingly is station keeping with the lunar module, just about 30 meters away. And the engineers in Mission Control, as you heard Terry White report, have been huddling, discussing the problem which has developed with guidance for the main service rocket on the command module. What's called the thrust vector control system is not operating properly. We heard Hank Hartsfield, the capsule communicator, talking with Ken Mattingly, and Ken was going through an alignment procedure to get some gimbal motors, which are on the large propulsion rocket itself, to settle down when they're connected with the automatic firing system. But he reported that at least in one axis, these were varying a couple of degrees or just sort of fluttering 1 or 2 degrees. And then all of a sudden, the gimbal or that particular motor system drifted off even farther than 2 degrees. What this means is that when the service propulsion system rocket is fired, unless this computer-controlled unit in the navigation system is holding that rocket right through the center of gravity of the whole command module system, then the thrusting, the firing of the rocket, will have been in vain. It could very easily send the spacecraft off in some direction not intended. It's like pressing down on the accelerator of your car without holding on to the steering wheel. Who knows where the car is going to go? It could veer off to the left or the right. However, in a spacecraft, you have three axes toward which the craft itself could veer. Unless this steering mechanism, these gimbals, as they're called, on the rocket engine itself, are held in tow by the steering mechanism. Well, the steering mechanism in this case, in the command module, is the computer-controlled guidance and navigation system, what's called the stabilization and control system. And that's where it's believed that the problem lies. We don't believe this is the same type of problem that occurred in the main gyroscopic control system shortly after liftoff on Sunday evening. This does seem to be something different because the gimbal motors on the big rocket are fluctuating when both the main and the backup systems are being used for control. So that means something else somewhere else may have gone wrong. There are hundreds of people right now here in Houston working on this. Over in one of the astronaut training buildings, the large command module simulator is being used. Engineers and astronauts are running some experimental programs in that. They're trying to make this happen in the simulator system so that they can find out exactly what part or what component in this stabilization control system, part of it called the thrust vector control, what has gone wrong to cause the main command and service module, main rocket, not to be steerable, so to speak. Now, they have 5 revolutions of the moon to accomplish this. That would be some 10 hours, since I stand corrected on an earlier report I gave about how long it takes to go around the moon. These orbits at their elevations now are about 2 hours long, and they have 5 revolutions before conditions would be such that a landing on this Descartes landing site would no longer be possible. And as you heard Terry White say, the reason for the 5 revolution limitation is because as the 2 spacecraft rotate around the moon would slowly move, their orbital path over the surface would slowly move out of range of the Descartes Highlands. At that time, then, the only alternative would be to head for home with whatever propulsion systems are available. Well, if the main propulsion rocket on the command module goes out, that certainly is an abort situation, which would mean rendezvousing and docking with the lunar module and then using the lunar module big main engines to head back home toward Earth. And that must be decided. The complete analysis of the service propulsion system engine problem must be determined before Young and Duke could safely take the lunar module on down to the surface and land and use up all of the engine time they have on those rockets available, which might otherwise be needed to get them back toward home. We will be back with you in some 24 minutes from now or in that neighborhood when we have acquisition of signal. At the moment, both Orion and Casper are behind the moon. We will have acquisition of signal, meaning they'll come into view with the Earth 24 minutes from now. This is Rhett Turner at the Manned Spacecraft Center.
This is the Voice of America's live coverage of the flight of Apollo 16, 100 hours into the mission. Touchdown on the lunar surface has been delayed because of problems on the command module Casper. For a progress report on late developments, we take you to VOA space correspondent Rhett Turner at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston.
2 minutes and 40 seconds from now, both the lunar module and the command module, separated still, but in formation, coming around the east limb of the moon, in 2 minutes they should be back within communications range of Earth, and then ground trackers here on Earth can lock up on them with their radar units, and we'll also again be able to hear communication with the 2 spacecraft. As you've heard, there's been a problem in one of the guidance systems aboard the mothership, the command module. The main rocket engine on the command module, Casper, cannot be properly controlled, the direction of its thrust. And this prohibits, according to mission rules, a continuation of a lunar landing until something can be determined. This is the main propulsion system which is needed, ordinarily, to send the spacecraft back toward Earth. If the LEM goes ahead and lands on the moon, one of the big engines would be used and left on the moon. This might be needed in an emergency situation to return the astronauts to Earth. That's what happened in Apollo 13. So, John Young and Charlie Duke are standing by in Orion, waiting for the problem to be solved in the command and service module. Ken Mattingly has been in communication up until going around behind the moon with a complete team of flight controllers in mission control discussing the problem. Simulators here are working on the problem. Let's go to Apollo Control.
This is Apollo Control, 100 hours, 3 minutes ground elapsed time. Less than a minute now away from acquisition of Orion and Casper, coming around the east limb of the moon on the 14th lunar revolution. Standing by for acquisition here, half a minute away. The atmosphere here in the control room is reminiscent of the period just after the cryogenic oxygen tank incident on Apollo 13. Ten seconds. We're waiting confirmation from the network controller that we've had acquisition.
You'll hear the signal come in. Unless Terry White is talking, you'll hear the signal. I believe he's continuing to keep his microphone actuated. You can hear the men in Mission Control talking in the background there. The voice of Jerry Griffin, the most prominent among
them. We have AOS Lunar Module.
AOS Lunar Module.
Let's stand by now for resumption of communications between the control center, Jim Irwin, Capcom, and the crew of Casper and Orion.
Orion, how do you read?
Orion, this is Houston. Read you loud and clear.
Astronaut Jim Irwin talking to Charlie Duke there. Signal's a bit scratchy. About 7/10 of a mile away from Casper, says Orion.
Say again, Charlie,
about 1
kilometer.
We still
have excessive noise down here.
I say our range to Casper is about 7/10 of a mile.
And he's opening at 2.5. He put in some positive velocity to go up and above and come down and get with us.